latest team news from clubcall.com.
Here are your latest Newcastle headlines, and Newcastle could be moving closer to Jacob Murphy's signing, with the latter's representatives set to hold talks with Norwich. Newcastle had a reported £8 million bid for Murphy rejected by Norwich this week, but the Magpies are expected to return with an improved offer as manager Rafael Benitez aims to further strengthen his squad. The England under-21 international is eager to play in the Premier League and is believed to have told the Canaries management of his desire to leave Carrow Road. However, the 22-year-old only signed a new four-and-a-half-year deal back in November, and it is because of this that Norwich are holding out for a larger transfer fee. Reports are suggesting an offer around the £10 million mark will be enough for a deal to go through. Murphy's representatives are now scheduled to meet with Norwich today to see if they can ease through a deal to take him to St James's Park for the upcoming campaign. Meanwhile, Newcastle look set to have missed out on the signing of Liverpool youngster Shay Ojo, with Middlesbrough set to beat them to his signing. Reds boss Jurgen Klopp believes that a year-long spell on Teesside would be more beneficial than on Tyneside. Borough are now said to be the front-runners to land the England under-20 international World Cup winner, with the North West club expecting the pacey winger to feature more regularly at the Riverside Stadium than if he were to join the St James's Park outfit. And finally now, Benitez will tell Newcastle's young players to use the Checkatrade trophy as a stepping stone to first team football. The club will field an under-21 team in the competition, and Newcastle have been drawn in a group with Crewe, Oldham and Port Vale. Asked if the competition could aid the development of players at the club, Benitez said, "I think every year it's more difficult because of the money. You can bring more players from abroad. Normally, if you bring players from abroad, they have to be better. So for the young lads, for the homegrown boys, it's always more difficult to have an opportunity in the first team, but it's important for them to keep going, to keep working hard, and if they have talent, it's ideal for any manager to have a player with talent in the academy."